Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. President Draupadi Murmu has asked civil services officers to make use of the latest technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain and big data analytics for an efficient and smart administration. She said convergence of new ideas and new technologies with the rich and varied experiences can bring such impactful changes that one cannot imagine. President Murmu was addressing the state civil services officers at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. President Murmu said that officers should always keep in mind sustainability and inclusiveness when they undertake any developmental works. She said with the world facing the threats of global warming and climate change, it is essential that they take innovative measures to adopt eco-friendly practices and promote sustainability. The third edition of Northeast Games 2024 kick-started with a colourful display of vibrant Naka culture at the Regional Centre for Sporting Excellence, Sovima, last evening. Declaring the third edition of Northeast Games 2024 officially open, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio said, "Northeast has huge potential in sports and nobody can stop us to move forward and become a contributor in the field of sports. We will continue to help one another and bring Northeast together to be a real sports power of the country," he added. The Chief Minister said Northeast Games is a showcase of sportsmanship and camaraderie of the Northeast region with a vision to inspire unity amongst the region. Rio, who is also the president of Nagaland Olympic Association, said that the Northeast region constitutes only 3.1% of the population of India. However, it is a matter of pride that 6.72% of the total athletes who represented India at the Rio 2016 Olympics belong to the Northeast. We must use the platform of sports to strengthen our unity. Chief Minister Rio mentioned that the athletes coming to Nagaland and representing their home states itself is a success. It will eventually bring more laurels to their respective states and inspire unity among us, said Rio. More than 3,000 athletes from 8 northeastern states will compete in 15 disciplines, which begins today. The event will be held in 12 venues across 3 districts of Jammu Kadima, Dimapur and Kohima. Ahead of the Lok Sabha elections, the Election Commission on Monday removed the Home Secretaries in 6 states and West Bengal Director General of Police. Sources said that the Home Secretaries have been removed in Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Jharkhand, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The Secretaries of the General Administrative Department in Mizoram and Himachal Pradesh have also been shifted. Besides, the bowl body has ordered the removal of Birhan Mumbai Municipal Commissioner Iqbal Singh Chahal, as well as additional commissioners and deputy commissioners. Commissioner of Police and District Magistrate Kevituto Sope has prohibited a person from carrying arms and or lethal items in their possession within the districts of Dimapur, Jammu Kadima and Newland with immediate effect. The order has been issued in exercise of the powers conferred under Sections 144A of the CRPC and in accordance with the guidelines issued by the Election Commission of India regarding preventive action to ensure peaceful, free and fair poll during the forthcoming general elections to the Lok Sabha. This order is passed ex parte due to emergent exigencies and will remain in force till further notice. A team of officials from the Department of ITNC, led by Secretary ITNC and Economics and Statistics, Muhammad Ali Shihab A, represented the state at the Digital India Northeast Regional Workshop on India Enterprise Architecture, INTEA, and Meghalaya Enterprise Architecture, MEGHEA, at Shillong on 18th March. The regional workshop was attended by senior officers of the Ministry of Electronics and IT, led by S. Krishnan, Secretary, and Abhishek Singh, Additional Secretary and President and CEO, National E-Governance Division, senior officers from all northeastern states, and officials of NIC from all northeastern states. The workshop included overview of the INTEA, digital service and standards and benefits. An overview of MEC EA, e-proposal system and Meghalaya 1 was also presented by the host state, Meghalaya. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.